letting ourselves come into an agreeable posture, yet that one that embodies wakefulness and attentiveness. And so imagining at the top of the head, there's just like a tiny little string that pulls upwards. Pulls the head upwards, gently pulling the spine, the back, softly upwards, possibly freestanding from the back of the chair. Letting eyes be soft and downwards, closed or slightly open, but let them be still. Making sure the shoulders aren't rolled forward or too tight in some kind of military position. So roll your shoulders a few times, if you will. Loosen them up. And then letting them go back and down, opening through the chest area. But then soften those shoulders. Softening down through the arms. As you are able, sometimes the body, though the mind will suggest soften, relax, the body will have no part of it. It's got its own agenda, and so we respect that. So it's an invitation to soften and open. Perhaps feeling a softening and opening through the heart and chest area. Down into the belly. Noticing if there's any tension there. Inviting it to soften. And scanning down the length of the spine, again, an invitation to soften, to relax, and yet be straight, upright. Not like we're sitting at attention in an unpleasant, unkind way, like we might have had to do in school, but rather we are sitting upright and dignified because we're giving ourselves kindly attention, because we care, or we're intending to care. And letting the bottom be evenly balanced on the chair, cushion, the bench, letting the knees be a little lower than the bottom. So make any adjustments you need here. And as here together we're in chairs, we want our feet to be flat to the floor, not crossed. And so we take on a posture that embodies a kindly wakefulness. We feel body sitting. We're aware of sounds coming and going. And within this spacious awareness, beginning to connect with breathing, perhaps at the nostrils, the throat, the chest, the belly, where can you really feel breathing easily? And then let the attention rest there. Resting the awareness in the sensations of breathing in and breathing out, and knowing we're breathing in and breathing out. Opening to the breath, however it is, it may feel rough, it may feel smooth, it may feel quite shallow, it may be deep. It may be long, it may be short. It may be tight, it may be relaxed. Can we open to it just as it is? Not trying to get it to be anything other than how it is. Letting the other experiences, the sounds and thoughts, other sensations, feelings, let them be as waves of the ocean coming and going around our anchor in the breathing. Sometimes there are little waves that take us away from our anchor, and they're so minuscule, we just keep on breathing, aware of the breath. No big deal. Other times there are much, much bigger waves that arise for us. Waves of thought and emotion, together with strong body sensations, we can really feel swept away from our anchor in the breathing. Really quite lost at sea, as it were. And if and when that happens for you, once you've noticed it, remember you're already back, you're already present, you're no longer lost. And help yourself by reconnecting with that very detailed sense that we worked with of the body sitting. Connect with the intentions for a kindly awareness, kindly curious awareness. Connect with the breathing. And anchoring once again with things just as they are. Sometimes we have such a huge wave of thought and emotion and sensation take over us that it's very helpful in the noticing of that to make a mental note, to label it, to label the experience. It may be a frequent visitor, a popular mind state that you may visit, like comparing mind or judging mind, critical mind, worry mind, regrets of the past mind. So making a mental note is very powerful. It changes our whole body chemistry and how our brains are working. It's calming, it's cooling. And seeing the experience for what it is, feel it in the body. Don't get lost in your thoughts. Once you've labeled it, really notice that wave as it moves through the body. Let it move through. And the wave may change and may need some further labels. And so working with those, noticing what fits as you feel the body, as the wave moves through. And when the wave has subsided enough, then anchoring again within a sense of the breath, feel the whole body sitting, feel the breath in your chosen spot, and relax. It's just life moving through us again and again and again. As they say, we can't stop the waves, we can learn to surf. And this is at the heart of our practice. Don't try to hold on to a wave. Imagine a surfer holding on to a wave. And if and when you get caught up in a big wave that sweeps you away from the breathing, and you've gone through the labeling and feeling it in the body, and you're safely back in the anchor, in the breathing, you might care to add in a wee bit of compassion for yourself. Breathing in compassion for yourself. And as you breathe out compassion for others who've been swept away in just the same way, because they exist. They may have been swept away somewhere on the planet, maybe a few thousand, maybe a few million, swept away just like you. Different stories, of course, but the sensations, the experiences are the same, all part of our human journey. Breathe in for yourself, breathe out for the other. And know you're not alone. And as we begin to finish this practice, even if you haven't been swept away, let these last few moments be a bit of time of offering a bit of compassion for yourself. Breathing in for yourself, breathing out for others who suffer like you, have stress like you. Maybe a hand to the heart, to the belly, or a little squeeze, tender touch to the forehead or cheek.